With great power comes great responsibility. But if you really think about it, with great power comes great electricity bill. Welcome to your cinematic world of movies, your cinematic world of wonders. My name is Focus, the Batman.
And with that introduction, ADC is shouting, now ambassador be that. Well, I'm the man with no name, MC Blitz with CCFR. I'm here with you guys live. It's the movies. Don't forget, you can be a part of the show as always. As we always preach, we say follow us on social media. Mm-hmm. We'll say mostly Twitter, or as you know it now as X. Yeah, on Instagram, we are live at Popcorn and Reels. Now, we've been hearing complaints, though, Focus. This thing is shocking me. Yeah, like, I'm seriously shocked. People have been asking, is it that we don't talk about Nigerian movies, or we don't give people the opportunity to talk during the show? And I said, for someone who has been listening to the show, or has been a part of the gang, that's the usual suspects of Popcorn and Ring, you should know. I said, Popcorn and Ring. Popcorn and Rings.
We know it is.
You should know that we always ask you, what are you watching?
Exactly.
You are to tell us what you are watching. We are telling you what we are watching. So if you don't tell us what you are watching, you cuckoo live in our universe.
Exactly.
We are going to be the story. I mean, we are the story masters. Let's call ourselves Loki.
Lokis.
We are the variant.
So you know how we do. We bring you everything that dropped this week in your cinematic world of movies and TV, and also movies last week, and all the cinematic gist that is happening right now in your cinematic backyard, and also some box office, and we also have some trailers to go. If you don't know, the live action Avatar, The Last Airbender, was just released by Netflix, and it's something we'll play for you during the course of the show for you to, you know, feel it and know if it's something you're going to enjoy.
Then go feel them. Yeah.
Then go like them. And every other thing. So let's start off with movies that dropped this week. One of my favorite directors of recent time, David Fincher, is back with a movie called The Killers. This one stars Michael Fassbender in it. And I love David Fincher movie. I mean, you've seen Gone Girl. You've seen Fight Club. You've seen Seven and all that. Like,
crazy thing about it right now, The Killers is actually certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's supposed now.
And a good thing is that it is out on HD.
Yes, it is out on HD. So The Killers is something that dropped this week and is something you need to check out. Another movie that dropped this week for our Christian brothers and sisters, since it is veering into Christmas, it's called Journey to Bethlehem.
Yeah, Journey to Bethlehem is like a reimagining.
Yeah, but more a little bit comical, because I saw a clip where Angel Gabriel appeared to Mary, and then Angel Gabriel is black, and then she was like, "Who are you?" No, me, I be Gabriel, man. Like.
Well, that one is out and you can check it out. I think it's also out on HD. It's a series, yeah.
Okay, the last MCU movie for this year, we have The Marvels. It's finally out. And we did say something about the box office, the weekend box office taken, and yet it's gross lower than expected. We're hoping
it is actually the lowest ever Marvel movie released. Now, the reason why I had to stress it is, I remember it's on this show, I made this statement. I said it will have the lowest. People were like, no, is it because you guys like bashing the cinematic disco lights? I said that is the reason why it will have the lowest. Because they are trying to push that whole feminism and wokeness agenda. And now, you see, now
and
God
that,
don't catch
and
them.
And that is one thing that Loki used to excel brilliantly, because it didn't
dance on sensibilities of wokeness
exactly.
And all that.
It just maintained on the character and did what it could creatively, and gave us a brilliant story, and gave us one of the best wrapped character arc for a character in the MCU, and that's talking about Tom Hiddleston's Loki.
I'm just very happy because some people paid in cinema to go and watch the cinematic disco.
You know, they were saying it was going to open around 45 to 52 million, and it opened at 21.
Ah,
I mean 29.
Hey,
like low.
This one pay me on their behalf. In fact, it was dancing.
This one
will
go
below.
Down. Aaron Eckhart returns in a movie called Rumble Through the Dark. It's about a bare knuckle fighter who had to do plenty things to redeem himself. Then we had the second part of the Nollywood movie called Madam Koi Koi that dropped on Tuesday. And
this guy is Iroko Critics. They were talking about
God,
it today.
God. See, You know, how do you present something good in the first half and then you just totally like not just shoot yourself in the foot, you like slap yourself with backhand, and that's what Madam Koiko the part two did, because it's not great. It's not even good.
In hindsight, though, I'm of the school of thought. It's not like I'm of the school of thought. It's just that I've not had chance to see it, so I'm not even bothered.
You enjoyed the first one. You liked the first one, but I think that was the reason why they had to even slash it in two, because this second one, but that's not what we are talking about today. I'm just telling you the second part of Madam Koi Koi dropped on Tuesday this week, and it is something you should check out and let us know your take on it, for those who love Nollywood movies, for those who love nostalgia, and for those who love horror movies. Then Loki season 2 finale, brilliant show, I must say, brilliant way to just we'll talk more about it as we go on. And then finally, we have the Michael Cera and Nicolas Cage movie called Dream Scenario. Those are the things that dropped this week. For those of you who have checked some of these things out, let us know your take on it. We've already mentioned the WhatsApp number and also the phone lines in which you can call us up on. Okay, so let's circle back to last week movies and TV show. We have the documentary about Sylvester Stallone called Sly that dropped on Netflix, and the next thing that dropped last week, one of the most brilliant shows, I must say, brilliant show, brilliant animation, brilliant cinematic masterpiece, is called Blue Eye Samurai. Awesome. You never watch them? You guys watch them. And we have Quiz Lady with Awkwafina and Sandra Ho. To pronounce that O-H name, they do Sandra Oh. Yeah.
Oh, that's her name, Sandra Oh.
Yeah, Sandra Oh. So Quiz Lady dropped last week, and then we had the first part of the Madam Koi Koi movie, Priscilla and the Marsh King's Daughter. So those are all the things that dropped last week and the things that dropped this week. So which have you seen? Let us know your take on it. It is easy.
And talking about things that dropped, also we have some new trailers that dropped. And if you're following us on Twitter at Popcorn and Reels, which is now at X, at Popcorn and Reels, definitely you will see the trailer for the live action, which is to drop on the on December 14th, and that's the live action of Yo-Yo Hakusho.
Hakusho.
That is an anime that, if you are following the actual anime itself, but they are doing the live action, which will be dropping on Netflix, you should really check that out. It's about a guy that died and then he was brought back to life, but his spirit will continue fighting. Basically, he's now a ghost detective. So yeah, you should check that out. It's coming out December 14th. Other trailers are there that we've uploaded on our space, so you can check that out also and be a part of the discussion. We also asked the question on Twitter, have you seen the Bollywood movie Jawan? That's what I call it. Is Jawan? Is it Jawan? Because you mentioned my name, the color.
It wants to sound Yoruba is Zoma, but I can't even use an Indian accent to say it.
Jawan, but actually it means soldier. Yeah. That's what it means. Yeah. I mean, so yeah, join the discussion. It's a conversation.
I'm back.
On the movies.
Avatar The Last Airbender coming 2024. No particular release date. We just know that it is coming 2024. And
So far from the materials that have been released online, like this, it's a teaser because it's not like a full length trailer. So yeah, from the materials that have been released so far, it looks visually appealing.
Yes, and like we're talking about the mistake that M. Night Shyamalan did in the
previous
2010
one.
On where the Fire Nation they had to on candle first, then draw from that candle to like create the fire, and it was a bad representation of the beloved Avatar The Last Airbender we had on Nickelodeon. So this one is something we're all looking forward to see how great, because they had to bring the creators of the animation to do this live action on Netflix.
And hearing that epic soundtrack, in if you follow the animation, there is the soundtrack that follows when Avatar is flying with Appa and the others, and that was introduced in this. So yeah, I have high hopes for it. Not expectations, just high hopes.
Okay, so you're still listening to your Cinematic World of Movies right here with the usual suspect. And I want to go into your Cinematic World of Movie and TV now to let you know all the goodies and juicy bits that happen with all the news as it concerns your Cinematic World of Movie.
Okay, but before that, Osh sends in a message all the way from Life Camp. Funny enough, I met Osh yesterday.
Does he look like an Osh?
Yeah, Osh is a cool guy. He said, glad to catch the show once again. I saw the trailer of Avatar and I must say, it's absolutely beautiful. For once, the casting is right on point. Also, I saw Bill Murray's old dad, which was actually really funny. And I still maintain that they don't make comedies like they did in the 2000s.
No, they don't.
Actually, they don't.
They don't. We'll just go with the times and be managing what they are giving us until we can, you know, push them to do better. Okay, now, so let's go straight into cinema.
Big news in entertainment this week. Big news.
Starting off with some cinematic movie gist. You may not be expecting this one, but it is happening as Jagun Jagun, the Yoruba epic, is finally confirmed to have a sequel that will be exclusive to Netflix. Why? Why
are you whining?
Why?
So far, it did well.
That's the thing. If something does well, sometimes just leave it like that. Don't now be trying to cash grab it. Because why are you even giving us a part two? Where are you picking up from? What do you want to tell us about?
Good, they had a name twice. So yes, part two go come out.
Anyway,
there's nothing you can do about
producer
it.
Producer Femi Adebayo, while speaking at the AfriFest this 2023, has confirmed that the indigenous epic will have a part two as originally intended, and the part two is already in development.
Okay. Congratulations to them in advance, and I hope that they do better and they take the criticism from the first one and they work on it for the second.
Let's hope they work on it because
which we know that they know the year word.
So
here's the thing, yeah.
Like that guy
how many Nigerian films or series have you seen where people complain or critique the first one and they do better in the second one?
I don't think
they actually do worse.
And a very take wedding party. Take Chief Daddy. Chief Daddy is bad. When you now see the part two, you'll be like, that first one was like Citizen Kane. The same thing with wedding party. You get. So sometimes you get some things they should just leave. I'm talking about things they should leave. Next on our movie G's, we have Enola Holmes 3 is in the works at Netflix. Why?
Una like stressful.
Why?
Well, wait. They will enjoy themselves.
It's still work for Millie Bobby Brown and Henry Cavill, you know, but why? Who even watched the second one?
I did too,
but
I slept like midway.
Yeah,
as someone was saying, maybe it's because of old age, but like,
it's
like,
not,
I'm
oh,
not old,
it's
no.
not, it's not old age anything, I beg. Ah.
It was just there.
Now, after 118 days, the actor's strike is finally over. Yes, Hollywood actors have reached a tentative deal with studios to end their month-long strike, and the Screen Actors Guild strike, they have canceled it. They don't do it again, and it's good because more movies now are continuing production, others are starting production, and now actors have the opportunity to promote the movies they have out there right now and all that stuff. So like they say in a unanimous vote on it was on Thursday, right? Was it Thursday or Wednesday? The SAG APTRA TV theatrical committee approved a tentative agreement bringing an end to the 118 days of strike.
Well, and talking about the strike and calling off of the strike, immediately the strike was called off. It didn't take up to 24 hours. They announced that what's the name of this series that had Billy, what's her name again?
Stranger Things,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So they started calling all the actors that they should come on set to. Sharp.
David Harbour said he just received a call like, Baba, start take flights, come to Atlanta. Be where they were telling
him
to
that's
come.
That like they want to start shooting immediately.
Sharp. So
yeah.
Everything is just rolling back. And now actors will get fair pay and a lot of things they've been fighting for.
But the most interesting thing about this strike is the fact that they are totally kicking against the use of AI without their consent or being paid for their image or likeness to be used in any production.
Exactly.
Personally, I'm for that.
I'm for that also. And on to some more cinematic movie news. Tom Hiddleston calls the finale of Loki season 2 the conclusion to 14 years of his life, and he says it's been a journey. It has been a journey.
It truly has.
I mean, from 2011 when we first saw him in Thor, and then he became the villain in the Avengers, and then went on, you know, Thor the Dark World. Like, he's the hope. Let me that hope. You know, after the end game, the MCU was dragging struggling. Loki, you try.
We'll give it a shake later.
How you take a character that was a pure villain with a good motivation, you get to making him a hero, a beloved hero that everybody now likes.
But here's the thing, yeah. Loki was not a villain. He was a villain. He's an anti-hero.
Hold on. Loki was a villain in Thor and Avengers. In short, see, let me even use that line from the Avengers 2012. You know, where Thor said, "You must understand. Loki is of Asgard. And I said, he killed 80 people in 2 days. No, wait. There was a way Thor said the line. Then Black Widow replied. He said, "You must understand, Loki is of Asgard and is my brother." And I said, "But he killed 80 people in 2 days. He's adopted." Like, he's a villain, John. He was a pure villain.
Right now he's no longer a villain. No.
Yes, he's now a celebrated hero, and he's now the god of stories in the MCU. So now he go they weave all the timeline.
Yeah, so Baba don't open Taylor shop.
I'm telling you, see the thread now.
As in, eh?
So yeah, Tom Hiddleston, we thank you for all your work in the MCU, and we really appreciate how you gave life to the character Loki all the 14 years of your life.
The question now, for those of you who are watching Loki, the variant Loki now, is he the Loki that was killed by Thanos, or that's another Loki?
That's the thing, but I don't know how to explain this thing. Man, no go miscalculate. Now, but the original Loki of this, our timeline, bar was killed.
Killed, yes.
But right in the timeline of 2012, that same Loki was pulled out
of the timeline. Taken to the TVA.
Exactly. So he now exists. He's still that our Loki. But how do I say this?
He's a Loki who is on Loki.
You get that? It's Loki. You understand?
Well, as you are kicking inside this studio, you can join the conversation.
Okay, on to some more cinematic gist. John Wick 5 is being written, and this is according to some Lionsgate executive. Is this something we want to see?
I'm just wondering what type of story they want to spin, because John Wick has finally RIP'd now. They've told the guy, go and rest. So whose story do they want to now bring out? I'm thinking, since they started the Continental, that's the offshoot.
Yeah, but the Continental is just a one-off something.
Yeah, like, I'm thinking they should segue into developing other characters. I want to see a Halle Berry character with those dogs. That would be a fantastic movie, because that just that. Share that was John Wick Part 3 now, Chapter 3, where we had those dogs now with Halle Berry.
Yes.
If they
Parabellum.
No. I'm that's the one I'm looking forward to. Well, people are joining in on the conversation here. You say, good evening, movie watch stars. You say, Kina to never come, Abi. No problem. Please help me send this job-breaking movie to him. MC Bluetooth, never miss it for anyone, even if it's for millions. Reject the money and stay glued to this movie because it is worthwhile. Grab your pen and start writing. You say, What happens later is one of the movies he's suggesting.
Yeah, it's A Wonderful Knife, also a movie that dropped
not
this week.
A Wonderful Knife.
Knife for the tier something.
Then Journey to Bethlehem. Then The Holdover and the creators. So he has seen The Creator. Okay. He said these movies are super amazing with stockpile loaded suspense. In fact, MC Bluetooth, buy plenty popcorn, increase the volume of your speakers so that you will hear the beats from it. That's what Emeka from NNPC Tower says.
And still talking about John Wick right now, we are hearing that a John Wick anime is in the works. And according to Chad Sahelski, the director of John Wick, he said, this is to create all the cool stories that anime could achieve better than we could in live action. And I agree with that, because there are things you can, or more anime is mad now. You know now with the kind of things that are going on in anime.
Share after you've seen Blue Eye Samurai. Now you know that
You didn't mad. I watch anime and I know getting it full up now. Yes now. Didn't
you,
I
you
watch
animation?
No, I watch anime. Didn't I watch what's it called? They call this scene Death Note. I watch Death Note.
Okay,
I watch
you mentioned that Attack on Titan. All your sins are forgiven.
I watch I have
you have
one
not finished
piece,
Attack on Titan.
I know I've not finished. I have what's it called?
One
have,
Piece 1 to 7.
I've seen Machine Gun. What's that anime again now? That guy that has chainsaw. Chainsaw Man. What are you telling me?
Okay, your sins are forgiven.
Who
you mentioned
who,
Death Note and Chainsaw Man.
Who
so
cares?
NFCS does.
Who cares? Jack Quaid says, my adventures with Superman season 2 is already in the can. And at first, I had my reservations about my adventures with Superman. But as I watched the episode, I was like, okay. No, actually no bad. I like the spin, the young take on it. And the anime vibe it has as well.
Well, that's just it though. But for me, like, they are making... Anyway, well, we know that Superman is very powerful and is as powerful as the writers would want him to be. And that's still part of the reasons why I don't really like my adventures with Superman, because they are making him weak.
Ah, they're making him weak.
He's just weak.
He's not...
Everybody, see, the Pokemon, the beating way they collect.
And there's just another spin to the character, in a way, to the story arc of Superman, in a way that...
The reveal was just too fast.
It's not even about the reveal. Me, I'll leave that one. I'm talking about how they had that Omni-Man kind of thinking, in a way that Jor-El, the father of Superman,
yes,
is actually
a conqueror.
Coming to conquer Earth and all that. So maybe the Earth blow, they send Pekin to Kansas and Ingru and all that. So, well, I mean, I appreciated the first season. So let's see what they have for season 2. And still talking about Superman right now, James Gunn confirmed that his movie Superman Legacy is still on track to be released July 2025. A lot of things are going down 2025.
Wow.
And onto some Invincible juicy news. Robert Kirkman, one of the showrunners of Invincible and creator, says the goal of Invincible is to have one season of Invincible per year, and that will be
so good. But he says he doesn't know if it will be achieved.
Yes, he said, I can't guarantee that we'll hit that. And it's true, because making the animation, having the voice acting, promotion and everything is going to take.
I don't think they even need to do much promotion, because that show is promoting itself. Like Invincible, like watching every episode, but you will be like, where do they want to carry us and enter again? Like this episode 2 was crazy, yeah? Like seeing Adam Eve, I say that's that.
Yes,
name,
Adam
man.
Eve, yeah. Atom Eve
doing all the work, and you're like, ah, this game is trying. Only for you to just see the outcome. No, that part, that part boss my
head. You're doing good. That is backfiring.
That is backfiring. Like, no, you guys should check it out. And then that whole multiverse thing that they are introducing.
Yes.
It's going to turn people's heads, though. It's going to turn people's
heads. Especially how they didn't like really make it distinct that this is another universe that this character is in. Like, it's the same Mark and Nolan we are seeing, that's Omni-Man and Invincible, that were in another timeline. In our own timeline, so it should not confuse us.
But well, here you say, good evening, guys. Your name is Josh from Cuba. Glad to catch the show. You are really enjoying it. Thank you very much. And more messages still pouring in. You say your name is Okwito. Okay, you say, hi guys, I'm enjoying the show as always. I have to comment on some of these movies they are planning to make sequels for. John Wick, he laughs, he says, they should rest, I beg. Even Keanu Reeves is tired. Please guys, aside no hard feelings, has there been any other R-rated movie with a touch of comedy that is really good as it is? I really need something of sort for my date. That's what Uncle says.
There are lots of R-rated raunchy comedies. I mean, one of them is... I can't even think of the recent one they did. I need to go back. Superbad by Michael Cera and this Jonah Hill, made by Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg, is a raunchy.
Superbad,
yeah. Superbad was like 2007. There are more. When we get to some of the lists, we'll mention them. Right.
Okay, so talking about more messages here. Hi guys, but I think John Wick 5 might be true. Remember the last dialogue between Winston and Bailey? He says at John Wick's supposed grave, after all, how better to live than to fake a death? Do you think he's dead? I have no idea.
Baba Yaga cannot die. You get? See,
the idea was him retiring from active service. and having the high table to wash hand for a matter.
Yeah.
That was just the idea.
In don't try, honestly. Like,
we're talking about John Wick, so you can now squeeze your face.
You see, I just knew that something was not letting me enter the studio since, because I just had this vibe like, don't enter. I go Kai Bisbody enter. John Wick. John Baba. Oh my God, wait. I'm going to step out. When you're done with John Wick, I'm too weak for this.
A news that Chinatu would like right now. Inside Out 2 is Disney's most watched animated trailer of all time with 157 million views.
Okay, so you see this thing here. Let's just enjoy it as it is, as the trailer. Yeah, I've not seen the trailer. Like I said, I no longer watch trailers anymore. But let's just see the trailer. Let's hope that when they do the animation finally, yeah, they will not now go and put wokeness and now go and do themselves.
Yes,
what's
now
your problem with wokeness?
See, wokeness is
wokeness that is making Miss Marvel
is destroying a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Just stay true to your story, stay true to your characters. Don't come
wokeness is about carrying everybody along. Don't forget that part.
No, but everybody not can never be carried
not
along.
To the detriment to a character or to a beloved IP that people love and follow for years, and then you just come and say, and because I want to carry everybody along, you see this Superman right now, let's just change it to a black woman.
You know,
okay.
Yes, now that's what we are saying, and that's what South Park made an argument for joining the Pandaverse. You take it's like how it's like, imagine they want to do this wokeness thing and then shift it into Spider-Man. It would have been bad, but what the smartest thing they did in 2011 was to create another Spider-Man of another ethnicity, of another race,
and then shift him into a multiverse.
You get, like, that's what you do, not now carry Peter Parker and decide to say, let's make him a woman, not just any woman, let's make him a black woman. No, not just any black woman,
a black woman with Asian descent,
with
so a little bit of
transgender
L in her rainbow.
Add the rainbow.
So that's what we are saying.
Go ahead. Just say
don't carry wokeness and be spoiling something.
Carrying everybody along. That's what movie.
And thank God that everybody that's been carried along will not watch it.
But that's the thing now. This carrying along thing that you're talking about, it's not on all things. Because if you wake up today and say, let a white man play Black Panther, all of now go one kill us. We now go shout, say, no, it should not happen. Black Panther is black in the name. But you people want to have a black Superman. You people want to have.
Who is the you people you're talking about?
It's the you people now. You're the one that's carrying
everybody along.
No, let's carry you people along now.
As progressive as I can be, I have my limits too.
So why don't you want to carry everybody along?
Jesus Christ! Don't put words into my mouth. The world is changing.
To what?
To what? Oh, to carry everybody along.
Can we just end this conversation?
We shall not overcome. I beg, let me read this message. Problem. You say, good evening, guys. Your name is Osh still. You say, please, can you guys help me confirm if Harry Cavill will still play Superman?
No,
he's not playing Superman.
No.
That is, you see,
that old news.
This is so annoying.
Also, an anime of John Wick sounds amazing. Reminds me of when The Matrix was made into an animation
The Animatrix.
By the way, the plot of Bambi is about to be wokeified.
Yes.
He says, from what I've heard, please, Disney should stop it. It says, great show. That's what he continues to say.
I'm sorry, I didn't get you.
Okay.
Are you telling me that they want to do an anime
of Bambi?
Of John Wick.
Of John Wick.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes.
Anime.
Yes.
Like anime.
Yes.
How ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
Calm down. You guys be that? Even the live version.
Yeah.
We are angry that these guys.
Don't say we are. Say you.
You.
Okay. Me. I am angry.
Yeah.
I was thinking me is angry.
That you guys somehow created this very annoying character that has refused to die, that should have died.
He has died now.
Eh?
But that's the thing now.
Of course, we know, die. We know. What were they playing? Okay, we know that you did not die. But what we are saying is, you are now. Do you know what anime does?
What
to
does
a plot?
Anime do to a plot?
Oh my God. Now you're giving. Now John Wick feed a fly. John Wick feed a fly. If for real life, if they do all those things, then you can say, well, give an anime. Oh my God. John Wick, if you want blow person, go reach sun, come down. Hey, God. Oh my God. They messed up with this idea. I'm sorry.
They did not mess up because that's actually the plan.
They just want to. They want to satisfy your all of now. You two of now. They want to satisfy your ego because I don't get
what is my ego? The truth is, you can explore more options with anime. That's a fact.
You know, stop saying more options.
Yeah,
you can
the option
explore
of flying.
All options. Listen to me. He can I don't even want to start saying some vulgar words on air, so let's just, you know, because
giving that guy
that power, no.
Well, no. Josh from Kuba says, the Invincible, which season is it in? I just to be sure, Omni Man is a season on its own, or is he part of the Invincible? Please explain all
the plots for me in a nutshell. I've not seen it.
You should explain the whole plot for
you. No, Invincible is right now, it's in its second season, and it's about superheroes.
Not superhero. Well, it's about superheroes.
It's a superhero show. It's a superhero show. Because anything you want to say right now will spoil
be a spoiler.
It. And we want you to experience episode one. You'll be like, what did happen? That's the feeling we want to have.
I feel like even watching season one again.
Just season one, episode one.
So Omni-Man is the father of Invincible. That's what we can tell you. They are both superhero. Invincible always wanted to be like his dad. And he got the chance to be a superhero alongside his dad.
Yeah, so now, find out what happened.
Find out what happened.
Then they all died.
You should check it out. It's really awesome.
Ryan Gosling has become a Grammy nominee with I'm Just Ken from the movie Barbie, as the song was nominated Best Song from Visual Media.
Sorry, the song
that he sang, I'm Just Ken.
Oh my God, it has been nominated for a Grammy. I hated it. It will win.
So now Ryan Gosling will have it under his name, not just an Oscar nominee, he's also a Grammy nominee.
Ryan Gosling, Grammy nominee. What other soundtracks is he? He'll probably not win. Black Panther is inside, Wakanda Forever. My brother, don't worry, don't even come to the show, they will not call you to the stage. It's not possible.
Elon Musk biopic is in the works at A24 with Darren Aronofsky set to direct, and they are thinking who should play Elon Musk.
Who should play Elon Musk?
Yes.
Hey, we, I wanted to say a younger John Travolta, but no.
Elon Musk. I don't even say anything in case I come in contact with him and he wants to dash me money.
I don't know who should play, but I can't remember his name. The guy who played Thrawn in Ahsoka looks like you guys are not seeing.
Sorry
for yourself. Yeah.
Yes, the guy that played Thrawn. Yes.
Well, I think
you haven't seen it. You haven't seen it.
But I was suggesting our Judge of the Jungle guy, if he can lose a
Brendan
little weight.
Fraser.
Thank you.
Old.
That's what I'm saying.
I think he's even older than.
Yes, I know. But if he lose, of course, he has lost some weights.
But
if he can lose a little, and then they just.
I think whatever they want to go for a biopic for Elon Musk has to be something younger.
Yeah.
How he started, you know, SpaceX and all those. Company,
but then it's Elon Musk. You never can tell. He might even tell them he wants to play himself. You know how that.
And now, he was in Iron Man 2. He was in Iron Man 2, the Grand Prix in Monaco.
Oh, that's true.
Oh yes.
Now, okay, you sure say remember? You just
no,
say,
I know.
Okay.
I remember now. Now that you've said it, like it's not like him. Oh, what he was like viewing from.
The- no, he shook hands with Pepe Potts and Robert Downey Jr.
No,
well, the message here. So Chinatu, don't find guy. Come back to your seat. Chinatu comes late as usual. He said, Chinatu, why are you always late to the show? He said, we have been waiting for Chinatu's apology to come. I then leave Chinatu. Anyway, Invincible is a superhero show. Please check it out. It's really amazing. It's an amazing series to watch if you have not seen it. That's what a maker says all the way from NNPT Towers.
I'm so sorry for coming late. Sorry, they understand. That's why they are not expecting my apology.
You go apologize to my brother.
Captain America, Brave New World is reportedly getting extensive reshoot after negative test scores. Like they reshoot extensively plenty things because after they did the test, you know what they just they do the test.
Captain America, did you say Captain America?
New Captain America, yes. Now that Sam Wilson is going to be the new Captain America after Falcon and the Winter Soldier, that he appeared in the MCU series that was on Disney Plus. They are doing a Captain America 4. It's like, you know, there's 1, 2, 3 now.
Yes.
So Captain America 4, a brave new world, I mean, that's what it's called. Yeah, they are going doing extensive reshoot on it.
So talking about things that are extensive, yeah, now God they catch them. But talking about things that are extensive, yeah, you can join the show extensively. Like we say, check out all the trailers that we've posted on Popcorn and Reels on X, that's on Twitter, so that you can join the conversation and be a part of the show. We are still here and we're talking movies, always because we love movies. So yeah, tell us what you are watching. We would like to be a part of your world also.
That's right, we are back to finish up with the news. Still talking Captain America right now. We said three major sequences will be cut, with reshoots apparently happening from January all the way to May. And now talking about the MCU, let's talk about all, let's just mention all the movies that are dropping between 2024 and 2025. And we have Deadpool 3, which happens to be, which is going to be probably be the only MCU movie that will drop in next year, and it's coming July 26, 2024. Then we have Captain America 4, that's coming February 14, 2025. We have Fantastic Four, that's coming May 2, 2025. Thunderbolts July 25, 2025. And we have Blade that comes in at November 7, 2025. So that's all for the MCU. And Arcane season 2 is going to come out next year, November. Like, how now? One full year.
Well, just as we are saying how now, one full year, we just want to tell you guys that today's show will be ending in a couple of minutes.
Yes.
Because we'll be ending in a couple of minutes. But what's going to happen is, you can follow us on social media to make things easy for you, so that all this information that you've just heard, we'll be posting them on X, so that you can be a part of the conversation. So join us there while we continue this conversation.
Okay, so quickly, I just want to talk about this thing that happened. So a cop has pled guilty to pulling a gun on a fellow officer who threatened to spoil Top Gun Maverick. And I know it's not good to threaten people with, but
don't spoil things for people.
Stop spoiling things for people.
Why are you pointing to Kina too? I don't like what you're doing now.
He said, hey, I'm gonna shoot you.
You despise me for me.
Anyway, guys, that's much we can take. We just want to let you know that the Marvels is at number one on the box office, and it made $47 million.
Okay. It will be kicked off the box office in next week. That one, I'm sure.
Sure. Let's have a bet.
Let's
go
kick him. Let's
have a bet.
We are betting off camera.
2K.
You are who?
4K. 5K.
Guy, you are.
Let's do 600.
Guys, this brings us to the end of the show. Catch you guys later.